There's a multi-sectioned poem in the second half of the book called Gods of the South End. The South End, as you may know, is the part of Hartford where Trinity is located, and it's also where I lived when I first moved to Hartford. In this poem, I imagine the various classical gods, the Roman gods, I used their Roman names, scattered around the South End, living and working. And the subtitles of each of the sections refer to actual places of business in the South End. So the one I'm going to read, which is about Venus, is subtitled Bellissima Hair Design, which is a beauty salon down on Maple Ave. And just to remind you that Venus was born of the waves, according to the mythology about her. She was attended by the three graces, and there's a famous painting by Botticelli of Venus. Finally, what else? Venus, of course, is also the name of the morning star, the earliest to rise most mornings. So, from Gods of the South End, Bellissima Hair Design. She's waiting by her pump-up chair, her Botticellian shape broad beneath her sea-blue caftan, the waves of hair that lave her shoulders, clearly bleached. Venus looks you over, head to toe. A wash and set, hun, she says, that's what you need. Snaps her fingers. A trinity of girls, all named Grace and flowered shifts, appear with bins of curlers, a plastic cape. In no time at all, your head's a maze of tubes no bigger than a pinky, each hair chunk stiff and wound into the sweet viscosity of setting gel. Under the dryer, as Grace number two paints your toes, you drift, rising hot, star bright, ravishing dawn's pastel clouds. Comb out time, Venus sings. She mousses and fluffs till you're as befont as a cumulus, each curl as tight as those that quaffed the fabled columns of Corinth. That boy'll call tonight. Venus's voice floats out from somewhere behind. You turn, saying, how do you know? But she's gone, vanished whole in a cloud of extra firm hold spray.